This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Raul Murrow. He's the president of the Air Care Alliance. And Raul, we have thousands of pilots out there that are superbly trained, have great tools for helping out in the weather situation in Florida and Texas. What should they be doing? How can they help?
Well, the most important thing is they don't rush in where angels fear to tread. It is important to be properly prepared and to have accurate information about what the need is and where it needs to go and what the situation is at the destination. We tend to encourage strongly that people align themselves with existing groups. And this is a problem when the emergency already occurs because many of the groups will not accept new members in the crunch of trying to deal with the disaster relief. We list 70 different volunteer pilots, pilot groups, and other charitable aviation groups on our website, many of which are involved in the relief work, and several of which can, one way or another, enroll new pilots. So okay. My suggestion would be to try them first.
So what are those groups and what's involved in joining them?
Well, you've probably heard of a number of them. There are various angel flights, which are each independent, and they're in various parts of the country. Normally, to join them, one would get access their website, check them out, fill out a form, then set up an appointment for an orientation flight, and get involved. A few of the groups are one way or another involving pilots ad hoc who have not had the orientation flight, and it's a matter of contacting some of the groups and seeing whether or not they can take somebody in who is not already affiliated with them. Or some of the groups are willing to take people who are affiliated with one of the other volunteer pilot groups. So it's really a matter of asking the question of a number of groups that appear to be working in the area of relief.
Okay, well, what if you're already in the area and you can see the need? Are there any pitfalls to just jumping in?
Well, we are receiving information from some of the groups that pilots who have jumped in have, in some cases, overloaded receiving airports with inappropriate items that they did not ask for, which creates a burden for the people on the ground as to what to do with it. I saw one photograph showing huge piles of stuffed animals, which were not needed. We had, back in the Loma Prieta earthquake, the pilots flew about 500 flights, but the airport was left with cleaning up a mess of some of the perishables that could not be delivered to people in time. So it is important to ascertain beforehand what items are really needed at the place of need.
Typically, what is needed, and if somebody does want to get involved, how should they prepare themselves and their airplane for helping out?
Well, one of the things that I recommend strongly is to take the AOPA online course that AOPA and the Air Care Alliance and a number of the groups worked on together with the Air Safety Institute. This is available online in the course list of courses available at AOPA. It's a short course. It provides wings credit, and it provides a lot of really good information about basically being like a doctor, do no harm. Okay. Beyond that, preparing the airplane, recognize particularly when going into remote areas, there's likely to be problems of fuel availability. Certainly, there may be problems in terms of repair parts, so people should consider taking along a spare tire or at least a spare tube and some sort of pump to be able to take care of a flat. It's extremely important to as a pilot, be aware of where you are going and your backup plan, because there's no way of knowing for sure whether or not an airport is as described. But getting information beforehand, I think, is extremely important.
Now, it all sounds, you know, pretty complicated and regimented, but you've been doing this a long time, Raul. Tell us a little bit about the rewards of actually getting involved and doing it correctly.
Well, I think the most important reward is knowing that you have made a difference in someone's life and maybe many people's lives. One plane load of critically needed supplies, especially things like medications for a clinic, would really make the difference in this kind of a situation. When we look at particularly some of the islands in the Caribbean and the people who are literally standing out on the beach with their homes having been destroyed, you can immediately appreciate how great the need is. And I think it's a phenomenal capability that pilots have, as well as a rewarding experience that they can have in delivering needed supplies and personnel to those in need.
All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. We've been with Raul Murrow of the Air Care Alliance, and this is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.